Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Live at Ship Brothers Brewing, tonight's show is brought to you by Shamrock Printing, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Wright Brothers Power Equipment, and Ship Brothers Brewing. Here's Brian Mays with the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And a pleasant good Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark. Well, the calendar has changed. We are now in October, starting to feel like it a little bit as well. I think we're probably done for the seasonal warm temperatures that we've had throughout the summer and into the early fall, and now we get really focused on the end of the football season and the race for league championships and computer points to get into postseason play. And the next 3 weeks are going to be very exciting and entertaining, to say the least. Our featured school tonight are the Heath Bulldogs. We'll be speaking to a couple of players and Coach Tim Ward coming up in just a little bit. But let's recap the games from this past Friday night. And the first one that we had here on Kate 98.7, the battle of Route 62 between host Northridge and the Johnstown Johnnies, both teams coming unbeaten in LCL Cardinal play. It was a packed house at the new Viking Stadium, and it was a game back and forth in that first half. Not much offense going on. Defenses were the name of the game, but right before halftime, Northridge threw an interception to Johnstown junior Tyler Sheets with just over a minute to go. Then Sam Marisek, the outstanding quarterback for Johnstown, had a 44-yard run, and right before the break, the Johnnies hit pay dirt. From just outside the five, Marisek, here's the handoff, and getting into the end zone, a house call for the Johnnies. It's Owusu, and Johnstown gets on the board with 46 seconds remaining in the second quarter. That 5-yard touchdown run and the extra point gave the Johnnies a 7-0 lead as they went to halftime. Northridge got the ball to start the second half, was unable to move the football, and again, back and forth we went. Not much going, but then right before the third quarter came to an end, it was Marisek again on a second down and 18. He rumbles 60 yards into Johnstown territory, and that set up the big fullback, Landon Myers, for his house call.
Myers is on the left shoulder of Marisek on this first and 10, and he'll get the handoff up the middle. 5, house call, Johnstown. Landon Myers barely touched, barrels into the end zone, and the Johnnies up 13-0.
Extra point was good, and moving to the fourth quarter, Johnstown with that 2-score lead made it think a lot more than that, and then they used the power of their offensive line and just running the ball at will. It was Owusu another time getting in.
Marisek to Owusu. Touchdown, Johnnies. 2 yards out, his second touchdown of the evening, and that pretty much is going to seal it as the Johnnies now have expanded their lead to 20-0 with 10:59 remaining fourth quarter.
And it was 21-0, and Owusu said, "I think I'd like a hat trick tonight."
They come up to the line of scrimmage. I formation behind Marisek, and it will be Owusu, and he will skip into the end zone for an easy touchdown on the left side. His third score of the night. And if it wasn't officially done before, it is now. 27-0 Johnstown with 5:35 for
final score, 28-0, as the Johnnies defense got their fourth shutout of the season and defeated Northridge for the 18th time in the last 19 seasons. Again, doing it on the ground. Sam Marisek, 163 yards on just 8 attempts, so over 20 yards per carry. Myers added 129 yards on 17 totes, and Nana Owusu with 90 yards on 25 carries with those 3 touchdowns. So Johnstown remains unbeaten in the league at 2-0 and now 6-1 overall, while Northridge falls to 4-3, 1-1 in conference play. Don't look now. Here comes Utica. Back-to-back couple of victories, and they took care of Newark Catholic this past Friday night at Whitefield, winning by a final of 33-7. Newark Catholic banged up, and Utica took full advantage to move to 2-0 in the LCL Cardinal, and they got going real early. Quarterback Hayden Piper giving it off to Brandon Thornberry for a 2-yard touchdown run, and then Piper scored on a 2-yard run himself. That made it 14-0. And then after a couple more scores, including a 44-yard touchdown pass to Gavin Tosi, a 27-0 lead headed into the fourth quarter, and the Redskins cruise to the 33-7 victory. With New Catholic, they had lost their outstanding running back and linebacker Mikey Hess, along with their first and second string quarterbacks Miller and Malone Hutchinson. So sophomore receiver Jackson Holman had to come in and play quarterback, and he did a pretty good job. 17 carries, 63 yards, also 4 of 6 passing for 33 yards, so 100 yards of total offense. In Utica, now it's going to get interesting. Back-to-back home games coming up against Northridge and Johnstown, which could decide the LCL Cardinal Division. We'll move over to the LCL Buckeye and the Licking Valley Panthers on the road taking on Zanesville. 11th time these teams have met, and the series was deadlocked at 5 apiece. Now the Panthers have the edge after they rolled to a 35-0 victory against the Blue Devils over in Muskingum County. Licking Valley's 35 points all coming in the first half, outgaining Zanesville 316-151. Sophomore quarterback Brody Rogers had 83 rushing yards, 94 passing yards, 4 total touchdowns, and Trenton Marcus also unofficially got 1,000 yards rushing in that game, finishing with 134 yards and got a touchdown as well. So Licking Valley moves to 6-1 overall and 2-0 in the LCL Buckeye. Granville had a tough one on the road against Licking Heights, another program depleted by injuries, and Granville did not throw a pass in the second half. They stayed ground and pound, and they got a 21-0 victory. Theo Talbot, his second straight 100-plus rushing attempt in a ball game, 22 carries, 107 yards. Caden Rosenthal added 51 yards on 9 carries and a touchdown. Beckett Lawn was 3 of 14 in the first half, only had 65 yards with a pick, and as we mentioned, did not throw a second-half pass for Granville, but they were able to do it and wear down Licking Heights in that second half to get their 20th regular season victory and 15th in a row at Walter J. Hodges Stadium to move to 7-0 overall and 2-0 in the LCL Buckeye. Also in the LCL Buckeye, Watkins Memorial got their first win, and it was a tough one on the road as they defeated Mount Vernon by a final of 27-21 in overtime. The Warriors did have an early lead, but the Yellow Jackets were able to get back into it and send it to overtime and actually had a touchdown called back, and Watkins was able to get their first victory on the season. Now 1-6, 1-1 in the LCL Buckeye. Mount Vernon now 2-5, also at .500 after two games in the Buckeye as well. Drew Samsel led the way for the Warriors, 19 of 29 for 241 yards, 9 passes to John Apel for 87 yards, and Jaden Ricketts had 3 catches for 94 yards at 31 a pop. Newark was on the road, and they were at Pickerington Central, who has really turned it on after a 1-2 start, and Central had no problem winning this one by a final of 44-7 over the Cats. The Tigers led 14-0 after one quarter, 35-0 at halftime with the running clock, cruising to the 44-7 victory. They are now 5-2 with 4 straight victories, 4-0 in the OCC Buckeye, and the Wildcats fall to 4-3, 1-3 in conference play. So coming up this weekend, Friday to be exact, in the LCL Cardinal, it'll be Utica and Johnstown. Looking at the divisions, I should say, we'll get to the schedule in a minute. Utica and Johnstown are both 2-0. Heath and Northridge are 1-1. Lakewood and Newark Catholic winless after two league games. Then we also have in the LCL Buckeye, Granville and Valley, both 2-0. Mount Vernon and Watkins, 1-1. And Heights and Zanesville coming in 0-2. And as we mentioned, Newark 1-3 in the OCC Buckeye. So the games this week, the game we'll have for you, and we'll talk a lot more about it when we bring on Heath. The Bulldogs will be entertaining Newark Catholic, that game Friday night. Also, you've got Northridge at Utica. Lakewood will visit Johnstown. In the LCL Cardinals, Zanesville will be at Watkins, the big one. Both teams unbeaten. Granville at Licking Valley, and also Mount Vernon will play at Licking Heights, and the Wildcats are back home at White Field in the OCC Buckeye as they entertain the Vikings of Taze Valley. So that's a recap of this past Friday night, and when we return, we'll talk Heath football and their win over Lakewood this past Friday with head coach Tim Ward. That's next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers Brewing here on Kate 98.7.
338.
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in the student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org or 740-344-7279.
At Coyote, we're going to treat you like dirt because we hold dirt in the highest regard. We're honored to find it under our fingernails. It keeps us humble, honest. If you know us, you know getting treated like dirt means getting treated with respect. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, "Where's the local bakery?" you say, "Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero Turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Now, back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And welcome back, everyone. Happy to be joined by Heath football head coach Tim Ward. And it was probably nice just to be back home, wasn't it, last week?
Absolutely. That was a long road trip.
So you get the victory over Lakewood, 50-13, your 22nd consecutive win against the Lancers. Looked like a lot of areas things went well, offensively, defensively, special teams. Just talk about getting back over the hump and getting that victory, which this team, you guys have played, you talked about being on the road, but just a brutal schedule. I think three of the teams are 6-1, and one is 5-2. So just what worked really well on Friday night?
Yeah, like you said, we kind of took advantage of opportunities in every aspect of the game on offense, defense, and special teams. We talk to our guys all the time about just being as consistent as we possibly can and getting better every day. I mean, it's the same thing I talked about every other time I've been on the show. It's just we want to be better tomorrow than we were today, and so forth and so forth. So when we got to come back home, I think that added a little bit of extra motivation, but we really didn't approach it any different. We just talked to the guys about being better and more consistent than we were the day before, and I think maybe the military appreciation, first responders appreciation, being back home, being in that rivalry game kind of added a little fuel to the fire, but other than that, I mean, it was just business as usual.
I'm going to ask the players when they join us in the next segment, but how was there any concern with you about the mentality of the ball club after having a losing streak and just having a couple of games on the road? Because it doesn't look like it from the score and what's indicated, but sometimes, you know, you can waver at the middle of the season, but it doesn't seem like that happened with this team.
No, I don't think it did at all. I think we've got guys who are very committed in being the best version of themselves every day. And the best version collectively as a team every day. And so we knew ahead of time that those road games were going to be tough. We scheduled them like that on purpose. I didn't want to have to play four road games in a row, but we wanted to play the teams that we wanted to play to try and set ourselves up for success down the road. And because of that, it caused a four-game road trip. And so we talked to the guys all the time about just continuing to do things the right way, and then the success will come. And sure, I would have liked to get a couple more wins along the way, but we're trying to set ourselves up to make a run in the playoffs, and if we're fortunate enough to get in, we think we can do that.
Well, and the other thing with this ball club, and I'm going to say with your program, is you've always been a second half season type of team where it gets rolling. I'm not saying you've had bad first halves, but it does seem like you talk about getting better every day. It seems like each season I see the improvement week four, week five, week six, and et cetera.
Yeah, I'm glad you say that because that's kind of what we preach. I mean, we want to come out firing on all cylinders early, but we want to be playing our best football in October, and that goes all the way back to things that some of my mentors, Coach Collier, Coach Klontz, always talked about, wanting to play meaningful games in October. And that's a big thing in high school football is you want your second half of the season to mean something, whether it's for a league championship or playoffs or whatever the case might be.
Talk about the improvement of Braden Gibson, your quarterback. We talked before the Buckeye Valley game. He had a really strong game in week one, and I'm sure there's been ups and downs, but solid performance against Lakewood last week, and just his evolvement in being the leader from his playing as well as just his leadership attributes.
Yeah, I mean, his play, what we try and get out of him is we want him to have confidence in everything that he does. He is very efficient when he can throw on time, and he throws timing routes really well. But unfortunately, sometimes he lacks the confidence to just let it go. And we try and tell him, hey, you got a big arm and you've got a big body. He's a lanky kid and he can chuck the ball. And so I think throughout the season we've seen a great progression of where he's coming and where he's heading. And I think that was able to kind of all come together Friday night. I mean, he was 100% completion rating Friday night. And with that, I think three of his passes went over 38 yards. And so to be 100% and complete balls down the field, too, it just is a testament to his work that he puts in every week in practice.
And a guy we're going to talk to, Connor Corbett, a little bit later, you're able to spread the field. That just gives him more running lanes, and he doesn't need much of a hole to get it into fifth gear, and off he goes.
Absolutely. I mean, and I think that's a big part of the middle of our season there where we kind of did run into some tough passes. matches. Unfortunately, he got banged up a little bit. And then Ja'Kai Royster, who is our other tailback, together, they had a pretty dynamic 1-2 punch. And then when they both went down on the same drive, that made it pretty tough there for a couple weeks of trying to get ourselves back into a situation. But obviously, you saw Friday night, he's back back up and going pretty close to 100% and can be dynamic with the football in his hands.
Is it, you always want to say next man up when somebody does get banged up. But even as a coach, when you have that 1-2 punch get punched out in a basic way, I mean, that's going to take you a minute to pause and say, okay, what are we going to do here? What are we, I mean, because again, we're not talking 25 to 30-year-olds. You're talking 16 to 18-year-olds and how they're going to adapt to adversity. So is that one of the major challenges that you know is going to come every season? And it's not just how I adapt to it, but the rest of the coaching staff and the other players that are going to be asked to play different roles potentially.
Yeah, I mean, and that's exactly, you hit the nail right on the head. Sometimes you get guys who are asked to play things different than what they're used to, but fortunately, we've got a lot of guys who are pretty diverse football players. Cam Stevens was he plays safety for us and plays a little bit at wide receiver. He was able to step in and carry the ball a little bit more, but he has a background as a tailback in middle school and things like that.
And he's a ball hawk too.
And he's a ball hawk, yeah. And he's a tough kid. So like we are able to move him up into the box at linebacker. I mean, we can move guys around quite a bit. Tyler Marks, another guy who's played a little bit in the backfield. We have super athletic offensive linemen, so we put J.J. Holloway in the backfield a little bit. And then, I mean, our one of our tailbacks that plays mainly JV, Tristan Jones, I mean, he had like 10 carries for 250 yards or something like that in the JV game the other day. So he's been showing some promise to maybe be a guy that could come in and give us some varsity time as well, and he has at times throughout the year.
Well, and you and I, when we talked earlier in the season, you talked about this program not just at this level, but at the Biddy League, at the middle school, at the reserve, and, you know, to see what these kids can do when you're at that lower level and growing up. I mean, if you're an athletic player, you're going to have the opportunity to play at Heath High School.
Absolutely. I mean, and that's why one of our goals that we talk about is compete at every level. And that's not only, like, do we actually want to compete as far as, like, physically compete, but we actually want to be able to compete and field a team at every level from top to bottom. And that's why I think it's real important when we get an opportunity to play a level three game, what a lot of people would just call, like, a freshman game. We pretty much take any of them that we can. So, like, we have Bloom Carroll next week. We played Olin Tangi earlier this year. Our current sophomore class, when they were in seventh grade, they had a lot of games get canceled, and so we ended up picking up Pickerington North and Taze Valley and some of those bigger schools, and they took their lumps, but I think it pays dividends down the road.
So we've got homecoming coming up Friday, another arch rival. I guess almost every team in the Cardinals is an arch rival, but Newark Catholic comes in. Talk about a wounded animal. They're winless, but you know they're going to come in hungry, because if they beat you, it would make their season. So I'm sure there's no let up, and your players aren't looking just because they haven't won a game. It's not going to be a pushover, but they know that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't care if it's 7 or if it's 7-0 or 0-7, it's Newark Catholic coming in Friday night, and I guarantee they're wanting to knock us off and ruin our plans for homecoming. And so we got to come out ready to play. And like you said, they may be a wounded animal, but sometimes that's the most dangerous type of animal.
There's no question about that, and they'll still want to control the line of scrimmage and do the different things. Now, with their injuries, is it more of a guessing game of what they might do? And because film, I don't know, would really help you too much, except maybe from what you would see last week. So is it more sometimes at a disadvantage not knowing what's going to be coming out on the, especially offensively, Friday?
Yeah, that's actually the exact conversation I had with our coaching staff today. I think from an offensive perspective, I think our game plan is pretty set, because typically with a defense, you play your defense, and your personnel doesn't necessarily adjust to that too much in the middle of the season. But from a defensive perspective, because I coach primarily our defense, looking at them from our defensive perspective, like, I'm not sure who's going to be at quarterback. I'm not sure who's going to be at tailback or at quarterback, or, I mean, at receiver. I think they've got a couple quarterbacks that are banged up. I don't know if they're going to play Friday night. That could adjust their game plan. They played Holman at quarterback this past Friday, and he looked like he did a great job and can definitely be dangerous back there. But I believe Chupka was their quarterback in middle school, so you know he has a background there also. So I have no idea what to prepare for. So, again, we just take the approach of getting our guys better every single day and be ready for anything that comes our way.
Well, I guess that's what I was, the second part of that question is it more important to be understanding where you need to be? Because it wouldn't surprise me, trick plays, gadget plays, just to try to keep, when you're down, you throw the kitchen sink, as you know they usually say, to try to keep a team that's going to be favored off balance.
Yeah. Yeah, not only does that keep a team off balance, but that also provides an opportunity to have some fun with your guys. Because when you're struggling and you're struggling to win games, it's like you mentioned earlier with our guys, although I don't feel like our guys ever felt this way, but sometimes kids kind of lose that desire to come every day and to work. And so when you throw in some gadgets or some fun plays and things like that, it gets guys excited to be there and excited to come out and compete. And so if they could hit some of those and have some success, I mean, that makes for a dangerous game. But one of the things that we talk about all the time is just the fact that, and this is no disrespect to any other team, but we talk about the other team doesn't really matter. What matters is us and being the best version of us every day. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but it's really a value that I try and preach with our kids.
Well, and another thing I noticed over watching you the past 4 years, we're both getting old, I hate to tell you that, but you have less gray than I do, so more power to you.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But you always believe in your team. You go for a fourth down, whether it's in your field or not. I remember against Johnstown a few years ago, fourth and one from your 10. By God, you went for it. And I think that shows a lot of faith in you and your coaching staff as well as the players. And I'm sure I'm going to ask them this too, but just he knows if we can do this right, he's got our back and we got to go out and get our back. So, I mean, has that just been your philosophy? I mean, just to believe in your kids that if the opportunity arises, they're going to try to make a play and make it work.
Absolutely. I have the utmost confidence in our kids. I love every kid on our team like they were my own, and I've watched them since they were young and watched them in the bitty leagues, and I have confidence in the abilities that they display, and I don't want to just talk about that. I want to be about it. And so when there's an opportunity for them to put with their work on display, I don't want to back down. And that's just another value that I try and instill in them is, like, don't back down. It's time to make a play and have an opportunity. And, I mean, that applies to life. When things get tough, you don't want to punt the ball. I mean, when things get tough, let's go get it. And so I try and instill that in our guys, and I want them to know I wouldn't trade them for the world. I love each one of them, and I fully am committed to their attributes that they bring to us.
Well, you mentioned like they were all your sons. It is nice to have your son playing for you. He's been an impact player. So when he gets to the house on a touchdown throw, is there a little bit of dad that can come out in that and is feeling pretty proud about that?
To be honest, like once he caught the first pass week one, I was like, okay, dad moment is gone. Like he caught his first varsity catch, and it was kind of over. And a few minutes later, he caught his first touchdown. I didn't even realize it was thrown to him. and I asked Coach House, like I said, hey, what do you got here? And he said, Joe's about to score a touchdown. I'm like, oh, really? And I turned and looked because I was worried about coaching the defense. So, yeah, I mean, it is fun. I mean, he's been on the sidelines with us since 2014. And what's makes me more proud as a dad is not the things that he does on a football field or on the basketball court or on the track or anything like that. It's the way that the guys before him have modeled what it is to be a Heath Bulldog. The kids who have taken him under his wing, I mean, the two guys you're about to talk to, they're always talking to him, taking him out to eat, things like that. I mean, Kevin Dunlap's been a great friend to him going up and catching balls on Sundays and things like that, but that's been going on for years. I mean, Braden Bayless last year would call him all the time. Right before he went to college this year, called him and said, hey, we got to go golfing real quick before I report to school. I mean, things like that. So as a dad, it's not the things that he does on the field. It's the way our kids make him feel special and have done that since he was a little kid. And that's just because we got good kids.
It shows it all the time. Now, I don't know, you brought up Mr. Bayless, as an Otterbein alum, I got to get him in there because we need him to run the show. So
yeah.
I'm hoping that opportunity comes sooner than later because he really was a treat to watch, and I'm sure he was an unbelievable treat to coach.
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually had an opportunity to go over there and watch them play this past weekend. And I mean, although they lost, it was a 21-0 game to Mount Union,
which has not been the case for many a year.
Absolutely. And I mean, it was 7-0 at halftime. And the only time Mount Union scored in the first half, Otterbein had three personal foul penalties on that one drive. Mm. And other than that, I mean, it was a battle. And so I saw some bright things for them. And I hope, like you said, selfishly, I hope he gets an opportunity to get in there and play, because I think he can do some special things. But I think their coaching staff have them going in the right direction.
Good. I hope so. I won't hold you to it, but I hope so. So
yeah.
We'll bring on a couple of the Heath Bulldog players next and talk about this season and looking forward to their matchup with the Green Wave of Newark Catholic. That's next as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
338!
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in the student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org or 740-344-7200.
If you want to prove to your neighbors that you own land, you need a deed. But if you want to prove it to yourself, you need a tractor. That's why Coyote's made two all-new subcompact tractor models. The CS2220 and CS2520 feature drive-over mid-mount mower option and 22 to 25 horsepower Coyote diesel engines. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
Turn your waste into a win. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Formerly Waste Away in Atkins Disposal, the Win Waste Innovations team in Heath is dedicated to our community and provides custom solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by a 7-day-a-week customer service team. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
Let's get back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And we welcome in a couple of Bulldog outstanding players, Connor Corbett and Kevin Dunlap. Guys, thanks for joining us on this Monday evening. And we talked to Coach Ward about just being home and getting back on the winning track. How good was that to feel Friday night, beating an arch rival, but more importantly, snapping that losing streak and getting back to the wins?
Oh, it was great. Obviously, we were away for four games. That wasn't ideal. And losing all four of them, that wasn't fun either. Getting back home, playing in front of our crowd. There was a bunch of people there. It was a rivalry game. The military night, I got to stand next to my grandpa, actually, during the national anthem. That made it a little extra special. So winning that felt great. That was a great start to what we're about to do.
Kevin, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I can't agree more. Just walking down the hill for the first time in 5 weeks was the best feeling ever. Hated being on the road for 4 weeks, but got back and got a win, so...
Did it bring the team maybe closer together? Because we talked, I mean, it could go either way at this point. Middle of the season, it's been a long road trip and wavering, but did you feel like the team held it together and now can make a run?
Yeah, definitely. We needed something like the kick in, like knowing that we lost those games. We're losing confidence, even though we didn't show it, we were a little bit. So winning this gave us a big uplift, so we're ready to go for these next four and going into the playoffs for sure.
Couldn't agree more. All we needed was that little spark, and now let it fire, and we're going.
And we talked again with Coach. The program has been a second-half season type of ball club where you really just seem to click together. And there are different pieces that needed to be adjusted to this year, but do you feel like, yeah, here it comes, we are getting together?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Second half of the season is where we shine. That's when we start kicking it up a notch, knowing that we're about done with our 10 games. We got to go to the playoffs. We got to go sack up and go play some really good teams, so we got to get going again. We got to get playing.
Yeah, playing the first four teams that we did, we scheduled all tough games, really prepared us to make a big playoff run, I feel like. And second half of the season, we're going.
I like how you take credit for the scheduling, too, so it's not all on Coach Ward. We talked about we scheduling, so that helps the pressure off the coach there. That's good.
I actually do include them in our...
Do you really?
Yeah, absolutely. I asked them, I said, do you guys want me to schedule wins, or you guys want me to schedule games that... could potentially be losses, but will lead us to what we're trying to do as a team. And they're always in. They're bought in all the time.
Wow, that is impressive. So before we go any further about football, we do have to talk about what happened in the springtime. And that was getting a state championship in baseball. Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
That is a tremendous run to do that and to get that state championship. Just tell me what you both felt like that when that final out was taken care of.
Oh, it was probably the greatest feeling I'll ever feel. Like it, other than probably getting married one day, but the state championship. But winning the state championship, all of Heath was about there,
yep.
Basically. Everyone was in orange. Right when we got the final out, I ran to our center fielder. Last year he played football too, Connor Toomey. Hugged him and I said, we did it. And we were both hugging each other and then we ran in the pile. We're all saying we love each other and we did it. It was, knowing that team, like the guys older than us, they had a rough first 2 years in high school for baseball. So doing that was just a great experience, great game. That was so fun.
Yeah, nothing felt it was crazy. And then now driving into Heath, all you see is 2024 state champs, Heath Bulldogs. Sweet.
And to have just to be a part of that in any way, shape, or form, I really thought the semifinal game was more heart-stopping than even the state championship.
Oh, yeah, it definitely was. I give all credit to that pitcher from Wayndale. Holy cow, he was good. He got us on our toes the whole game. And then in that eighth inning when they brought the new guy in, that helped,
yep.
That helped us a lot for
yep.
sure.
Well, again, congratulations on that. That is, you're right, a moment that you'll never forget. But it also, I think, shows... you know, the athleticism at this Heath High School, in whatever sport you're talking about, football, basketball, baseball, track, whatever, everybody seems to play a lot of sports, has a lot of opportunity, and you don't see that at a lot of high schools, but it just seems like if you want to play something, you can play something in Heath, and you're going to learn and develop in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean... Not a lot of schools like us because we're always pretty good at everything. So as everyone plays multiple sports, everyone like knows like us. They know Heath and the players that play at Heath. So they always want to beat us, and that's always we like that. We like the challenge. So that's a great thing. I like that. Heath is probably one of the best athletics teams anywhere, in my opinion, in this county or anywhere in Central Ohio. We've been pretty consistent throughout the years.
I agree, like what you said earlier, like. Every sport, we're good. Like, we're dangerous in every sport.
Dangerous is the right word, I think. I think that is the most apropos. And the one thing I'm noticing right here, Connor does not have any issue with confidence. Would you agree with that with Connor?
Oh, yeah.
You've been banged up a little bit.
Yes.
And I know that's been frustrating because when you're at 100%, again, and we Coach Ward and I, you don't need much of a hole to get going, and you really, and I think your shiftiness has been a key. So, how are you feeling right now? And I know you're going to go full bore the rest of the season, but just trying to stay healthy, I guess, at this point, and do whatever you can for the ball club.
Yeah, I feel a lot better. I feel ready to go. I feel rejuvenated almost, like back to almost 100%. Lakewood helped a lot. I learned a lot about my body. I'm a little out of shape a little for having running as much. So
I'm not buying that. You're not out of shape.
Yeah.
Come on.
But I did need that. I did need to run a little bit. Hopefully get back on playing a little bit more defense throughout these next few weeks, get playing again, because I kind of miss feeling that hurt the next day after those games. I like feeling it's a little weird. I like feeling a little pain a little bit. So, yeah. I'm just ready to go for the rest of the year.
Kevin, let me get to you in a second, but do you have to temper him because of how he's been banged up? Because he wants to play every play, and I know your philosophy is, I want my best athletes out on the field. So has there been a little adjustment here?
Yeah, there has been. I mean, he's a competitor, and it's really hard to preach being a competitor at all times, and then in the same sentence trying to preach, all right, you need to know when to back down. And I would much rather have to try to teach somebody when to back down than to try and teach them when to rise up to the occasion. And so, yeah, I mean, it's kind of difficult to manage, but the one thing that I know is he's always going to give us everything he has, and so that makes it pretty easy to be confident with whatever we have going forward.
And it wouldn't surprise me if you try to slip out there on a play sometimes with coaches not looking. Has that happened?
I've tried that plenty the last few weeks. Oh, yeah, for sure.
No doubt. Kevin, at the wide receiver role, and you've gotten a couple of touchdowns and I think close to 300 yards receiving, what is your goal, your objective when you've got single coverage out there? Is it more of a physical matchup, or do you try to use your speed and height to maybe take advantage of the situation?
Honestly, not the fastest guy on the field, but we'll give her a go, and then physical, just get off my guy. If the ball's in the air, go get it and do something with it.
Can you sometimes notice, I'm not even say within the eyes or how they're set up defensively, like you've got a shot with the play being called? I mean, I know you looked at film, and obviously you can tell what you may be able to do on a corner and things like that, but even when you're matched up against him, can you sense that, hey, I may have a shot here?
I always sense I have a shot. If the ball's in the air, I'm going to get it.
Let's ask both of you then, talking about going and get it, and your quarterback, Braden Gibson, and his improvement from really week two when that was a tough loss to where he is today.
Yeah,
how do you think?
I've never been more impressed with the kid. This kid came out for 7-on-7, slinging the ball. He's a stud. He came out of nowhere. He's a dog.
His confidence, like Coach Ward said, has been something a little shaky at start, like – he threw a pick against Buckeye Valley, and you see his body language change, and you have to try to lift him up a little bit. He's definitely growing as a leader in the huddle, for sure. He's quieting everyone down, say, calm down, listen to me. Like, that's the biggest improvement. I wanted him to do that because I won't be here next year to help him, like, with a bunch of stuff. So he needs to take that role, be proud of it, and just keep moving forward.
And he definitely seems to be doing that. So you also mentioned it's your last go-around, and we ask this to a lot of seniors about the legacy that you want to leave for the youngsters looking up to you, not just the juniors and sophomores, but the kids in 7th and 8th grade and even below that. They're running all over the place before the game, but they're watching you, and they want to see how this program does. So what does that feel like? What type of – do you relish that responsibility that on Friday nights, the kids are looking up to both of you?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want to be remembered as, like, the running back and linebacker that makes plays. I want to be remembered as the guy that always went and talked to the kids before the game, after the game, go to their games and watch them on Sundays and at the Swank. I don't want to be remembered as, like, a great athlete. I want to be remembered as a nice kid. I want people to go up to me, shake my hand.
You can be both.
Yeah, yeah. But I'd rather have the nice, because, I mean, football doesn't last forever, and being an athlete doesn't last forever. You want to be a good person. That's what I strive to be.
Top that, Jeff.
I agree with him. I'd rather be remembered as that. Like he was talking earlier, we take Joe places. Joe's a great kid. Love the kid. If Joe's free, I'll take him anywhere. He's fun to hang out with, fun to be around. He's a good athlete, but...
So he's like his mom. What is it like? I mean, you both don't have to run too many gassers and things like that, so you can say whatever you want to about Coach Ward, but what he been like? Because I'll give you just an old story. I used to go to Fulton Middle School when it was at the old deal, so I got a little bit of Heath in me, and I've known Coach Collier, went to church with him and things of that nature, but getting to know Coach Ward, I have my view of him, but what's your guys' view of him?
He's always intense, and then he can be funny, too. So, that obviously, he's a great coach. He took a shot at me freshman year, putting me in at middle linebacker. I obviously wasn't I'm still not the biggest, but I was 150 pounds and 5'5", playing linebacker, and he took a shot at me, and then, ever since then, I've been grateful, because I kept getting better, I kept improving, but... he's been a great coach, great mentor to me. I've learned to become a man playing football under him. So, yeah, definitely, he's a great, great coach.
I couldn't agree. I love his intensity, his competitiveness. He always wants to win, which is nice. Always wants to win, no matter what we're winning. Puts the best guys out there to do the job. He'll tell you when you do something wrong, and that's what I like.
But he's telling you when you do something wrong, so you'll learn from it and develop. It's never probably, I would guess, demeaning or in a negative standpoint. Like, this is what you could have done or should have done, and you remember it that next time.
100%, and then just fix it the next play, and we're good.
Yeah, he never yells at, like, he says this at film. He'll never yell at us for missing a tackle or, like, a face mask, like, accident, not, like, doing it on purpose.
Right.
But he wants us to play as hard as we can, give effort every single play. So that's what we strive to do. That's what our team... That's our goal every game, and then we want to please him because he gives us 100% effort when he coaches. So,
you hear that from a couple of your leaders. How does that make you feel?
Words can't describe what that feels like to me. I mean, I try and give these guys my all. I know that they're trying to give me their all, and I mean, it means a lot.
And you... Do you sense leadership from, let's go back to Connor and Kevin when they were just starting up. Could you see them being leaders down the road, or is that something that evolves over time within the program?
No, I mean, I knew they were both leaders from an early age. I mean, if you look back over the history of me coaching here, we've had some pretty good linebackers, and Dane Hogue was named the Defensive Player of the Year his senior year, and the first phone call I made was to Connor. I called Connor, and I said, hey, I just hung Dane's picture up in my living room. I said, there's a lot of really good linebackers hanging up in there, and I said, you're next. And that was going into his freshman year, and I think him and his dad can both attest to that. I'm going to be hanging a picture of him up here soon, I'm sure. And so just the leadership I saw from him at a very young age is just more than leadership of words. It's leadership by action. Mm-hmm. He is an intense football player, and he brings that every single day to the weight room, to sprints. If he misses a workout because of baseball, because I want our guys playing baseball, going back to the state championship, I'm sure there are people who are happier than me, but I would take them any day of the week because I was pretty stoked when we won that championship. My family was up there and we were front row. I was as excited as I possibly could be. I loved seeing what they did for the city of Heath. But to see his commitment to everything that he does, if he misses a practice because of baseball, he's down running sprints or running hills on his own at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. Mm. And then the leadership from Kevin is a similar leadership, but yet very different. Kevin is an energy guy all the time. I don't think there was one day that went by throughout that rough stretch of five losses in a row that Kevin wasn't excited to be at practice, bringing energy, jumping around, high-fiving guys, hooting and hollering, getting guys ready to be at practice and letting them know, like, we're here for a purpose bigger than just the game we just played. We're here to make a commitment and do this thing long term.
So you just get laid back when you're not on the field. Because you're pretty laid back right now.
Yeah. It's about as non-laid back as can be.
I gotcha. All right, so you've got Newark Catholic coming up Friday. It is homecoming. They have not won a game yet, but I don't think you guys care about that one bit.
Absolutely not.
Catholic. They always want to beat us.
Oh, yeah. Catholic. Catholic. That's all we have to say.
There are so many good rivalries in the LCL Cardinal and even when you go cross into the LCL Buckeye. But something like this one just seems to mean a little bit more. And I know the Lakewood matchup is always, but this one is two programs that are can be very similar in what they want to do and want to have the success. And I just think it means a little bit more when you guys hook up with them.
Oh, yeah, it does mean it more. Because, I mean, the last few years, obviously, it's been us and them. Like, that's the collision course. That's where we want to end up.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of them, like through baseball when we were younger, through middle school and stuff. So, I mean, they're friends, but like, you don't always want them to win. So
right.
It's like you want to go hit them for 48 minutes and then you're friends again. So it's definitely a rivalry. We don't like green and yellow. We don't. So it is what it is, and it's Catholic week. So,
Kevin, I'm guessing not a lot of motivational speeches need to be made Friday night.
Yeah, no, it's Catholic. They're coming in. Like you said, they're down on players. They're a little hurt, but it's Catholic. Like, they are coming to win. It's our homecoming game. They want to upset us on homecoming. We aren't going to let it happen.
Is it more about, we always say this at the beginning of the season, it's more about what you guys learn through camp and things like that, getting ready. Is it still the case, even at the end of the year, it's more what Heath does Friday night than more what the Newark Catholic would bring on Friday night?
Absolutely. Like, our philosophy is next play. Never worry about the play before or the other team or anything. We worry about the next play. Our guys in the huddle, we know what our assignments. Assignment, alignment, attack is what Coach Ward says. So we know we want our assignment. We get lined up and we go every single play.
Yeah, next play. If you drop a pass, next play. If you miss a blocking assignment, next play. Anything, next play. Get the next play. You're fine.
Last question, guys. Why do you love this game?
I mean, gosh. I watched my brother play it when he was in high school. He played at Heath. He played nose guard, I think. And watching him walk down the hill when I was younger, and it was very surreal knowing that I would be up there doing that. And then keep watching all the guys throughout the years, knowing that I'm going to be the next one that gets to walk down that hill, be in the front of the line, get high-five all the little kids. And obviously football is like, it's football. It's the best game in the world. So being able to play with your best friends on Friday night, talk to them, joke around when we're winning, and then being intense when it's a tight game, it's the best feeling.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Like Coach Ward says, it's very, very different from war, but it is the closest sport you can get to war. You're against the guy, you're beating him, beating the crap out of him, you go get it. There's not a better sport than football.
And it is kind of like a fraternity. You guys are bonded. Once you hit this level, it's family for life, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're, like Kevin said, it's war. Like, we go to war with each other. So when we're knocked down, we help each other up. We're going to feel hurt, we're going to be hurt, but we got to keep going. We got to push ourselves, push our friends. We're not used to, like, making our friends keep doing things, like, hard. So pushing ourselves, doing that, it's the greatest thing.
But if I drop a pass, first person to say something is me always calling her, catch the dang ball next time.
Does he say dang?
Yeah. It's something. They're on my head, and it's nice. Somebody's on me to get the ball.
That's true.
Catch the ball, go catch the next one for him.
And that's, you got to have confidence in this game. If you don't have confidence, it the other guy's going to pounce on you, that is for sure. Guys, we appreciate your time, Coach, as always. Thank you so much. And really, again, it was a tough stretch, but you guys have battled through it, and we expect a lot of good things coming from the Bulldogs second half of the season. Best of luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
We'll wrap up this edition. Absolutely. Wrap it up from the Ship Brothers Brewing here, and we'll take our final timeout on Kate 98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero Turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Hey, this is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. We don't pay commission. And what that means is our technicians have the time and they have the dedication to read the repair manuals. This is so important. It's not exciting reading, and it takes a while. But because we're not paying someone to cut corners, we'll make sure that it's done right. That technician is going to read the repair manual, and they're going to perform that repair according to the manufacturer's specifications. K-Steps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Provia siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
338.
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in the student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org or 740-344-7279.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
This
This is the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
Thanks again to Connor Corbett, Kevin Dunlap, and head coach Tim Ward for joining us from Heath. And again, that'll be our game of the week this coming Friday night with the Bulldogs entertaining the Newark Catholic Green Wave and LCL Cardinal play. Our pregame will start at 6:45, and the live kickoff from Swain Field will be at 7 p.m. The other LCL Cardinal matchups, again, will be Northridge at Utica, and Lakewood will be at Johnstown. LCL Buckeye, the big one, battle of first place with Licking Valley hosting Granville. Also, it will be Watkins before their big matchup with Licking Heights. Watkins will be taking on Zanesville, and Licking Heights will be battling Mount Vernon. And Newark back home and the OCC Buckeye as they take on Taze Valley from Whitefield. And then our next Monday night Licking County Locker Room show, this coming up Monday, will be featuring the Watkins Memorial Warriors getting ready for their big matchup with the Licking Heights Hornets. It'll be the Battle of Broad Street, and we'll talk Watkins football next week right here on the Licking County Locker Room at 6:30. Hopefully you can either join us on air or stop on in for their great food and beverage deals. This month it's the Van Heisling Burger. Man, there's a lot on there. Brioche bun, cheddar cheese, bacon, mayo, lettuce, pickles. What else we got on there? Ketchup, sauteed onions, and it's two burger patties. That'll get you in the mood for Halloween real quick. So stop on in when you can, right down here at Ship Brothers Brewing. CJ, as always, thank you so much for your work here. That'll do it for this edition of the Monday Night Locker Room. I'm Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Monday evening, everyone. You're listening to the Licking County Locker Room exclusively on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Shamrock Printing, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Wright Brothers Power Equipment, and Ship Brothers Brewing.